ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Okay, what happened to all the Gurukul boys? They should come. Where are they going? Why? They should not leave without permission, actually. That rule should be instituted. Is it not? That they just can't run here and there. So, we can all chant together. Mangalacharan. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nandritanyamano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Nameham Sri Guru Sri Atah Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shvishalkan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Praishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshacharne Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Praishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Namine Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdeye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premardhya Sri Rupa Nurga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupa Nugaviruddha Pasiddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambhara Sambodhe Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupa Nugavarayate Gaura Vibhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Ancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanyam Namne Gaura Krishna Namaha Kanchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Ni Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Vape Sagopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Hango Mama Manda Mate Gatihi Matsarvasvapadam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano Divya Vrindavanya Kalpadrumadha Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastho Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devaukarkalibhi Sevyamano Smarami Sriman Rasa Sarambhi Vanshi Vakata Kastataha Karsan Venu Svanar Gopir Gopinata Sriyastunaha Kapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So thank you to all for coming today. I'll speak something about Srila Prabhupada's vision for Varnashram Project, Simple Living and High Thinking, and what myself and others have been doing about this. I think some of you listened to my lectures. There are many recorded lectures, and over the past years I've spoken a lot on this topic, and you'll understand why I have been doing that if you listen to Srila Prabhupada's lectures and conversations and read his books, because this is central to the mission of Srila Prabhupada. We're all here today for what's the central purpose? Any suggestions? There could be a few answers. What's the central purpose of everything? Krishna! Right? We're all here. What's the linking factor? Krishna! And we're all here for Krishna because of Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise we wouldn't. We're all here united by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Srila Prabhupada was that great acharya who brought Krishna consciousness from India to the West and back. He had a great vision. His vision that people all over the world could take to Krishna consciousness. People couldn't see that. In India, no one could see it, and obviously in the West, no one could see it, because they had no idea what Krishna consciousness was. It was unimaginable. In the year 1965, it was unimaginable that in a short time, there would be people chanting Hare Krishna all over the world. Srila Prabhupada, he brought the mercy of Krishna all over the world. He had a vision whereby literally millions of people could be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Literally millions. That's a lot more than we're doing now, isn't it? All over the world, all the devotees together doesn't come to 1 million even. So, Srila Prabhupada had the vision of establishing these farm communities. And we can understand the reasons for that. Well, there are several reasons. Krishna himself states in Bhagavad Gita that Krishi go raksha vanija. These are the activities of the Vaishyas. So Krishi means agriculture, and go raksha, you don't need that translating for you. Cow protection, Goraksha. whereas modern society is based on industry and animal killing and all kinds of sinful activity, horrible activities, ugra karma, which destroys the spiritual instincts of human beings. As Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita, there are two basic kinds of people in the world. Some are demoniac and some are devotional. And those who are devotional or inclined to be pious, they are misled in the modern age by demoniac propaganda, which begins from the beginning of life. The idea that you have to earn lots of money and have lots of sense gratification, work hard, become a success. So this is the demoniac society. And the godly society is to live simply. Yarvatartha prayojana. Whatever we need, we take. Not more than that. Not that we're working hard to get more than we need. And keep time for Krishna consciousness. Whereas in modern life, there's only time for work, 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 work. And then when you're exhausted after all of that, you can watch TV or nowadays internet and whatever. It's this very competitive society in which everyone is trying to push themselves up and push others down. And there are so many factors in modern life. The air is poisoned, the food is poisoned, the water is poisoned, everyone's mind is poisoned. So Srila Prabhupada saw that the whole society is not suitable for Krishna consciousness. So even if people do want to become Krishna conscious, that still they're trapped in this society. So we find that there are many devotees all over the world now, but most of them, due to force of circumstances, are not able to engage in the minimum sadhana that Srila Prabhupada recommended for spiritual advancement. The minimum sadhana that everyone is supposed to do, who is a follower of Srila Prabhupada, a follower of Rupa Goswami, is to rise early in the morning, latest Srila Prabhupada said, by 4 o'clock, and have a full morning program from 4:30 to 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and then again in the evening. So at least 6 hours of sadhana every day. But I've often addressed groups of devotees in various cities and asked them, maybe 100, 200 devotees present, asked them, how many of you rise daily at 4 o'clock? And maybe one or two hands will go up, and they will be retired people. But even most of the retired people, they also don't get up because they don't have the habit. And even if they want to rest early, they can't, because everyone stays up till 11 o'clock minimum. So it's not at all conducive for spiritual life. People, they chant their round somehow or other, come to the temple once a week, and once or twice a year go on a yatra. So it's not very conducive for spiritual advancement. I mean, I've said all these things. If you've heard my lectures on this, you've heard of these things, but it's good to repeat them again and again, just to keep it fresh in our mind. Then all the time you have to live with materialistic people who are interested in money and sex, basically, that's their life. Kanaka kamini. And for children, they have to go to these schools, which Srila Prabhupada called, they're just like slaughterhouses, because they kill the spiritual inclination of children. And it's getting worse and worse, and now it's a common thing in schools, in the West completely, and in India it's coming more and more, that school children are having sex, and they're all on the internet watching pornography, and drugs, and abortions, and so on. So Srila Prabhupada had this vision of farm communities, simple living and high thinking. Live as simply as possible. And live together, devotees, grow your own food, protect the cows, and bring up children in an atmosphere of Krishna consciousness, where they can sing and dance every day and learn about Krishna, and some of them may become good preachers in future, but we want them to be devotees. That's the idea. So this was Srila Prabhupada's vision, and it's something that I have been promoting over the years, and some of my disciples have taken this up in different places. The first, we'll be hearing more about that shortly in Gujarat. The devotees who first wanted to do this because they had young children, they thought, for ourselves we can chant Hare Krishna, we're doing that, but for our children, we don't want to raise them in this city. It's neither materially nor morally nor spiritually good. So for this reason, they wanted to start the farm project. There are so many aspects which are taken care of. The children are looked after, the old people are looked after, there's no old age home, the old people aren't a burden. Everyone can come. Everyone who wants to live in Krishna consciousness. The brahmacharis who live in the ashrams, they have the opportunity to get up 4 o'clock every morning. But the Grihastha, most of our Grihastha devotees, I would say 99% of the initiated devotees all over the world, they don't have any proper sadhana. But in the farm communities, they do. In fact, one devotee who was a brahmachari for many years and he got married and lived, now is living on a farm community, he says, actually, my sadhana is much better on the farm. Because when I was a brahmachari, there's a hectic schedule in the cities. They're working hard, they're preaching. Usually in the evenings they have to go out, so they don't have an evening program. He said, and now I have a full morning program, full evening program. And actually at midday they also have satsang also. So it's very good for spiritual advancement, which is the purpose of life. And Srila Prabhupada envisioned that literally millions of people can join, as unemployment and dissatisfaction with materialistic life. I mean, there are many, many people who are dissatisfied with material life, but they just don't know about Krishna consciousness. Or maybe they're thinking, in future I'll get some money. And then, Srila Prabhupada wanted to start these communities so that other people, even not devotees, they can come and see, and oh, you can live like this. People don't know. People don't know that you can live simply and happily in the villages and chant Hare Krishna. Even the village people in India don't know nowadays, because the city culture is in the village. It's all money. How much money you grow crops and make money, and then you send your children to the college, taking a loan, and then they never come back to the farm. So the farmers are all doing cash crops, Monsanto and suicide and everything. So we want to do this because we have faith in Srila Prabhupada's words. Some people, even within our movement, they say, well, it's impractical. Before we started these projects, we heard, oh, it's impractical, no one will join. But once we started, we found that many people want to join, actually. Many devotees want to join. And one main reason we're not able to take them is that we don't have enough infrastructure. We need money to build houses. We need land for them to cultivate and so on. So the demand is actually more than we can fulfill. Surprisingly, because everyone told us it won't work, no one will want to join, you won't be able to do it. So, but it is going on, and it's going on quite well, especially in that Gujarat farm. You can speak about that, but that can be done very well here also. I mean, this particular project has been through some ups and downs, you could say. I'll apologize on behalf of the devotees here for not keeping in more contact with you. Actually, I was saying to them repeatedly, you have to call the devotees, send emails and this and that. But they have actually been overwhelmed with a lot of work and a lot of struggle. Nothing good comes without some struggle. So they have been neglectful in keeping in contact with you. And like I say, I apologize from myself and on their behalf for that. But I'm quite confident that now there's good team working together cooperatively with a clear vision of what Srila Prabhupada wanted to do and what I want to do. What I want to do is what Prabhupada wants to do. There are different visions of farms, but we want to do it as much as Prabhupada said, which includes no electricity. People think you're crazy, but there are many advantages of that also. One thing is everyone gets up, goes to sleep early and gets up early. Another thing is that then when you have electricity, you want so many appliances and this and that, and then you just get more less and less simple, and then you have to grow more and more cash crops so that you can buy all these appliances. Oh, the latest iPod came out. I have to buy it for preaching or whatever. And then tractors, we may say one, but then what happens to the bull? We have to engage the bull. And there are so many factors. So Srila Prabhupada wanted to keep it as simple as possible. And we want to do that. So it won't be appreciated or understood by everyone, but it will be appreciated and understood by Srila Prabhupada and those who want to seriously follow him. It's not the only way to follow him, but there are many things to do. But it is a major program. Srila Prabhupada said, establishing Varnashram is 50% of my work. So it's a major project with what we're trying to do. So I'm confident that this can go ahead here. The devotees, they're dedicated, hardworking, have a clear vision. They're doing it sincerely, which means not for any personal benefit. It's not that we're coming here to enjoy at the expense of others. The whole idea is that anyway, we're not here to enjoy anyway. We're not here for trying to enjoy sense gratification, although actually life in many ways is better. There's no, like I said, there's no pollution, there's no city pressure of city life. You get fresh, nice food offered to Krishna, healthy food. So, devotees here are very sincere. It's not anyone's name or fame or personal benefit, but everyone's doing it in a dedicated way for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And that's a winning formula, because Krishna will help. We have that faith. It's not simply by money or dhane jane panditye krishnere nahi pai. In Chaitanya Bhagavat it said that by money or by having many followers or by being very learned, one cannot get Krishna. Keval bhaktiya bosh Chaitanya Gosai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes subservient to pure devotion. So we're trying to cultivate the spirit here of pure devotion, the traditional Indian life as far as possible. We want to bring back that because we have faith that the Vedic culture that Krishna lived, that is the best culture for spiritual life or even for material life, based on the principles of Vairagya Vidya. So like I say, I have good confidence that this team can go ahead. There has been a lot of misunderstanding. There has been a lot of negative propaganda about various things here. But at least personally, from what I can see, and I do spend time here. I've been here how long now? Almost a month this time, is it? And more than a month. Yeah. And now I'm 60 years old and I want to travel less and spend more time at these projects. We have a few projects in different parts of India like this. Spend more time and just see things are developing nicely. So, like I said, I have good faith that it can go ahead, and everyone who participates in this will be greatly benefited. Everyone's invited to join. We want people to come and join. There are certain standards. You can't bring your fashion clothes or your SUV racing or any such thing. It's for those. Whoops! There goes a motorbike. That I also want to cut down on all these things. Better use if you need a cycle, have a push bike. Better. Anyway, that's another topic. So I think it can go for everyone. Everyone can benefit who directly participates or in whatever way you can help. You'll be benefited. Why? Krishna's blessings. What are we doing this for? We want to get Krishna's mercy. We want to get Srila Prabhupada's mercy. That's That's the goal of life, to get Krishna's mercy. So, and to give the opportunity for others to also get Krishna's mercy. So that in brief is it. I've given many, many lectures. Savyasachi Prabhu has given many, many lectures on these topics, mostly in Hindi, I think. Is it? Yeah. So that's the basic. Why are we doing this? We could be in the cities, building temples. Well, we want to build a temple here eventually, of course, also. But first, get the community developed like this. Definitely we have to build a temple. But it may not be all the, you know, super 20 crore. Krishna can be worshipped in a simple place. He's from Vrindavan. He likes simplicity also. Krishna and Balaram. Tomorrow is Balaram's appearance day. And I'm planning to speak from Vishnu Sahasranama tomorrow on the name Halayudha. Name for Balaram. Specifically, who he has a plow as a weapon. So it mentions his plow. And then coming up also is Janmashtami. Krishna was born where? In Mathura. Yes. But he was also born in Vrindavan at the same time. He lived in Vrindavan. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do whatever he likes. And he does whatever he likes. And what he likes is to be a cowherd boy. More than anything. He's also prince in Dwaraka. He's also four-handed Narayana. But more than anything, he likes to be in Vrindavan with the cows. So we have this project. Simple living, high thinking, Gurukul, train boys. From the beginning of life, they can be saved from this demoniac civilization. So that's it in brief. And we've asked Savyasachi Prabhu, please come. Probably most of you don't know him. About how many years ago? 12 years ago, you said to me, we were driving somewhere in Gujarat, and you said to me that from reading Srila Prabhupada's books and his instructions, I understand he wanted very much to do Varnashram and farms, so I would like to dedicate my life to this. And I gave him full encouragement. How long ago was that?
2003 or 2004.
Yeah, so that's 13 or 14 years ago, something like that. So I gave him encouragement to do that, and along with Damodar and other brahmachari, they have done a lot of research into the old culture, into present agricultural systems and communities, into land and what is good for agriculture. There's so much, and he's especially been active there in Nandagram, in our project in Gujarat, and also in Tamil Nadu in one community. And he's also coming here on and off, and we'll ask him to come more on and off. And he's giving advice like this. I think we have an advisory committee. He's qualified as a medical doctor, but after qualifying as MBBS, and you did your internship also? Yeah, and doing his internship, he joined as a full-time brahmachari, so he could be making lakhs of rupees a month, which is what doctors do, but instead, he's making Srila Prabhupada happy. So that's a lot more important, as he understands. So he's much focused on these communities. So I would like him to speak now. I'm talking, but practically in practical, down-to-earth, ground level, he's much more experienced than I am in organizing communities and farming and all this kind of thing. So, over to you.
Hare Krishna. Guru Maharaj just now told, Guru Maharaj just now mentioned how in the beginning he encouraged me. Actually, even before that, Guru Maharaj, I asked you a question. I was doing college preaching and I observed that if 100 students take interest in chanting, then one of them joins as a full-time brahmachari and the rest 99, they go for job, and generally what it means is they become very weak in their Krishna consciousness and many times we just lose contact altogether. So I asked a question that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prophecy is Prathvi Teya Chetanagar Adigram Sarvatta Prachar Hoibe Moranam. But the way we are pitching in the cities, it is very difficult to understand how this is going to come true. And then you replied that as per your understanding, if the Varnashrama is established, then this mass scale people joining Krishna Consciousness Movement will happen. And so that was the first introduction to me practically about Varnashrama. And then from then onwards, you encouraged me. And then I read the books of Srila Prabhupada now. But now it was as if I read the books, but I it didn't strike me. yes.
Yeah. And someone points out something, and then you see it.
Yes.
Have that experience.
So we started doing some research. Guru Maharaj sent me to one Prabhupada disciple. His name is Tejas Prabhu, who was personally instructed by Srila Prabhupada to establish farms. So in the beginning, as we started preaching, we experienced that devotees also felt that this is very difficult, impossible, this and that. So me and a few brahmacharis, we decided that first we will experience ourselves what it takes to live in village and what it takes to do farming, because if we have some personal experience, then it will be easier for us to convince people. So we went to Ahmedabad. There we have a land which was from Srila Prabhupada's time. And but no community has come up there, had come up there by that time. So we went there and we started growing the first rice crop there we did. And first time experiencing living without electricity. And to our amazement, living without electricity was much more easier than what we imagined it would be. And a similar thing has been experienced by many devotees in Salem also. Like that. So we gained confidence, and then after 1 or 2 years being in Ahmedabad, then Guru Maharaj asked me to go to south near Salem, because there were some opportunities for such a community to come up. There were some group of devotees who were willing to deeply work for it, intensely work for it. So then we ventured a proper land. It took us quite some time, and ultimately we got a land there, and that project is going on. And simultaneously here in Gujarat, presently I will narrate the story of Nandagram, what is happening there, and how it is working, so that we can get some idea. That's in Gujarat, Nandagram, that's in Gujarat near Baroda. Okay. Yes. Correct. Yes. Yes. So, initially, as Guru Maharaj said, a group of devotees there, Grahastha devotees, they were especially concerned about their children's education. So, one devotee in Baroda, he had his land near to the city and he offered his land for experimentation. And so we made there was a team. They had heard from Guru Maharaj, because Guru Maharaj has been preaching in Gujarat for quite some time. So they have heard about Gurukula, importance of farm. So now 3 or 4 of them, they ultimately decided that seriously we want to do something in this regard. We are not sure what will happen in the future, but at least for our children, we want to start this. So we moved to that piece of land of that devotees, three families to begin with. And then their own children, they started training them. But to our great surprise, very soon, earlier than we expected, parents, they started communicating to us that they also would like to send their children. And gradually, the number of children grew. Similarly, the number of families also. A few of them started showing interest to move in. We had a plan that we would at least stay there for 5 years, and if something grows, then we will think of buying our own land. But actually, within 2 years, we came to a situation that we realized that actually there are many, many Grahastha devotees who would like to join if there is something like this could be initiated, and there are parents who would like to send their children as well. So then we started prospecting a land to buy, and the present land, 32 acres of that, which we have got. So then we started communicating with devotees, raised funds for that, asking donations that such project is going to come. And we had already now 2 years of experience there, and people also could see these 2 years of progress there. So they had more faith in the team, and a few of them came forward and they gave quite substantial donation. So there was, it's a teamwork, one thing. From the very beginning, it's a teamwork, because this whole project, farm community project, is it requires especially a very dedicated team. So in the team, there were some who had very clear understanding, ideologically, how Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do it, the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, and with their research, how traditionally it was done. So some of us had that, some understanding by blessings of Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. And then there were some devotees who were willing, Grahastha devotees, who had enough conviction to move to the land. And then the third element, there were devotees who were willing to financially support the project. So basically, they were the three main components of the team. Because as Srila Prabhupada also says in Bhagavad Gita, for any project we need manpower, capital, organization. So at Nandagram, we had these things in place. And so a land was bought. And organization and land. Yes. So, so the land was bought. And we made a trust. A trust was made quite in the beginning. And the land was purchased on the name of trust. People donated their money. And then Gurukula is one aspect of that project. And now there are 40 children studying there. And we have a Sanskrit teacher who is trained in at Govardhan. And then we have different faculties training in different aspects the children. Then we have 15 families now there. Some of them are Gurukula teachers. Some of them are cooking in the kitchen for the Gurukula boys. And then we have some devotees who are working towards self-sufficiency, working towards creating a self-sufficient village. In this we have around 4 families who are farmers. They were not farmers like before they came there. They had their jobs in the cities. But they had conviction and faith that following Srila Prabhupada's instructions, they will be able to do it. Maybe not as perfectly as a person who is trained into farming from the beginning is able to do. But definitely, they will be able to maintain their family and contribute in something, in some substantial way. And they moved there, and we also as brahmacharis, we also at Karumandurai, that near Salem, that initial South India project, for 2 years we ourselves did farming, and we were able to produce all our needs, grains, vegetables, except some spices and things like that. And we grew extra, which we sold, and by that we could buy our clothing and traveling expense and all that. And more than that, in 2 years, we got enough money. We got 50,000 rupees to donate to the project. So by that, we gained that confidence that it is very much doable. So now here at Nandagram also, similar thing the devotees have experienced, but this time they are the grahasthas. So at Nandagram also, grahastha devotees, Tribhanganam Prabhu, and there are three others. Now they are able to grow all their grains, vegetables, fruits, not yet all of them, because it takes more time to grow fruit trees. Spices again, not all of them, but a few of them they are able to grow. And then now they have got their cows, individual families, they have their cows. And cows have added to the economy in a very big way. The milk and the ghee, which is a major component of one's regular expenses. So in this way, from land and cows, they are able to sustain their families more or less. There is still some things, because there are some non-traditional expenses. Like, for example, we don't still have, in-house vaidya, or that knowledge how to stay healthy or use the herbs, locally available herbs. So they have to spend some money on medication and something like that. So some support is given. But beyond that, more or less, they are able to sustain themselves based on farming and cow protection. Then we have now another unit, weaving unit there in place. A devotee, an Andhra devotee, Srinivas Prabhu, who is from this nearby village actually. From where is he? Warangal? Okay. Somewhere near that. So he was working in a power loom in Surat. So he has observed these hand looms, and he had some experience of that. And with his father-in-law, they installed a hand loom there at Nandagram, and now they are weaving. We are buying yarn. We have not yet started making the yarn. So we buy the yarn, and from that he is making now gamchas, dhotis, and now saris also. They are just beginning. Third thing, some of our grown-up boys there, two of them, now we have sent to an organization in Gujarat with the name Hunar Shala. They conduct a two-year course teaching carpentry and masonry in a traditional way, using hand tools like that. So these two boys have gone there, and they are doing very good actually. In that team, there are some 25 boys there in carpentry, and they are one of the best. Out of the four best, they are there. So we have good hopes that once they will be back, another branch will open. This carpentry and masonry like that. So the planning is that one by one, as more devotees join in, these traditional occupations, devotees can learn and then start, make that operational. Now in the Gurukul also, as the children are getting educated, trained, we are able to observe different inclinations and different capacities in children, and accordingly we are training them. Like some of them are being trained to become preachers. So we are conducting Bhakti Shastri course for them. It's like a Brahminical training. There are 7 students in that group, and they are being trained as preachers. They are being taught deeply Srila Prabhupada books, and also secular things to refute the modern misconceptions of science, for example, and distorted history they can counteract. So such subjects are being taught to them. Then there are other children who we are able to observe are not of that nature, but they have inclination towards farming, for example. So two of them are being trained under our farmers. So they have their whole schedule in which they spend some time, some subjects, some basic languages they learn, but then some time every day they spend with the farmers learning farming, and then weaving. One student is going there. So like that, children also are getting trained. And to all those children who are there, We have a promise that actually after you graduate from this Gurukula, we will provide you place in our community or some farm community somewhere. So it is our responsibility. Of course, parents included with us, but it is our responsibility that we will place you. So it's like placement guaranteed, you know. 100% placement guaranteed. So, and with that, parents also having now more confidence and like that. So, now we are in prospecting a bigger piece of land, seeing this success there so far. Now we are prospecting much bigger piece of land because for this whole thing to become fully operational economically, we need to have a full-fledged village with all some 25-40 occupations in place there. Then a full-fledged village can happen where 90-95% of the requirements of the body can be manufactured or created there locally. So therefore we are now prospecting some 100-200 acres of land, at least a place where there will be potential for such growth. Like that. So, how the organizational part at Nandagram, how it works. So, as I explained to you that the land is in the trust name. Devotees can come there. There is no condition, monetary wise, to join the community. The only condition is that you should have clear understanding of the aims and objectives of the project, and you should be committed, convinced for this purpose, for this cause, and you are ready to take up one of the aspects of this rural living and get trained. We take the responsibility of training them in whatever occupations they feel they are fit for, and we also observe them that what they will be fit for, what are their capabilities. And in the beginning, say for 1 year or 2 years, till they are not trained or till they are getting trained, the trust maintains their family and whatever support is needed at that time. And a land is allocated or a setup is allocated, for example, for weaving, that whole weaving setup was installed for them by the trust. So like that, establishment wise whatever help is needed the trust provides, and then the devotee gets trained, and it is expected that after 1 or 2 years then they will be able to be on their own, in the sense that they will be able to produce things so that they can maintain their family, like that. And gradually it is expected after some time they will be able, to give some tax, you know, for that establishment and everything. Some taxation, some tax will be also there. So this model therefore so far has been successful in this regard. And of course establishing Varnashrama in the full fledged is still a major work. Beyond that, establishing the all interrelationships between Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra and all the ashrams in place, like that. Now the Gurukula side, how it is run. So Gurukula, as traditionally, are charity based. So there also Gurukula, there is no fees which is compulsory, but definitely parents are encouraged, and they are encouraged that they should perform their dharma of giving charity to the brahmanas, and that is their responsibility to maintain. But there is no compulsion. There is no compulsion, but definitely they are encouraged, and also other people. They help us and for this maintenance of the Gurukula. At the Gurukula, we are trying to give children good nourishing food, organic as far as possible, because this is the age when their body needs to grow healthy. So we are trying to do to our best possible extent. So in this way, all these, both these aspects are going on, and there is good hope, Krishna willing, by mercy of Krishna and Guru Maharaj. Now, as Guru Maharaj mentioned that there can be different ways in which these farm projects can come up. But this model, which presently we have experience with at Nandagram, is showing good results. So similarly, here also, we want to
probably most of the important land being given a different vision.
Yes.
Did you say that?
No. So now, here also, if we can understand or imbibe that that organizational part of the Nandagram, then here also, we can try that, and there are good signs that it can happen here also. With that experience at Nandagram, actually, it will be much more easier elsewhere with that experience there. So definitely, it is understood that when you got into this project, Madhav Gopal Prabhu would have emphasized, Madhav Gopinath Prabhu would have emphasized different aspects, and there might have been different understandings of how this project can come up. We understand that, but especially now seeing the model of Nandagram and how it is growing, so this is a request that if we can develop this project following those lines, then we can do much better. So so what is that? Basically, as Guru Maharaj said, Srila Prabhupada wants us that project, this farm projects means grahastha devotees come, join, take up some of the occupations, personally work, and the target of the whole community is that we have to grow our food and other basic necessities of our body, ourselves together. Not that everyone has to be a farmer, but then everyone has to take up some of the responsibilities, some of the necessary for growing our basic necessities of the body. And in this way, set an example of simple life, as in Nandagram and here also now, without using electricity. And because if we keep our lifestyle very simple, then it is possible that we will be able to create a favorable environment for performing devotional service in terms of saving time and energy and the overall ethos. So, therefore, this is the core thing. Now, if we have land in trust name, then, and the trustees are not just the people who have donated the money. Like in Nandagram, there are devotees who have donated substantial amount, but not necessarily they are the trustees. Trustees are those who have very clear, deep understanding of vision of Srila Prabhupada in terms of establishing these farm communities. And they are dedicated for this purpose. So, when the land is in the trust name, it is much easier to ensure that the whole project is directed in a particular direction which Srila Prabhupada wanted. If the land is in individual ownership, one problem is it's difficult to ensure that everyone will be able to understand the deep intricacies of the farm project. And even if they understand and now they are favorable to it, but with time, maybe it may happen, their mind may change, or the next generation, their children, may not be agreeable to that concept. So therefore, with the individual land ownership model, it becomes uncertain that the whole project will be directed in the desired direction. Yes. Yeah, to cite some examples, Some of them, some of the devotees may have an idea that we can use tractors or do commercial farming or use fertilizers, because the problem is, present day we are living in a society where everyone is against the principles necessary for this Vedic lifestyle. In the earlier days, say 100 years or 150 years before, this was not the problem. Everywhere people used to live traditional way of lifestyle. But today it is not so. So therefore, there is a very big risk that a devotee individually may get influenced by that outside trend, because there is a very intense flow which is against the direction which we are trying to go in. So therefore, to ensure that if there is a trust, if there is a body and a group of devotees who are very much dedicated and having a clear understanding like that, then it's much more secure that this whole project can be taken in that direction. So with that main reason, we wish to evolve this type of model. And as Guru Maharaj suggested, that there has been some ups and downs, but now there is a team of devotees who are coming up. The Grahastha devotees joining, especially this type of farm projects, there can be brahmacharis and sannyasis guiding, and definitely that is needed. But because farm communities as such, this aspect of varnashrama, farming, it means growing our basic necessities of body. This is the work of grahasthas. This is the duty of the grahastha. So therefore, farm communities in particular, the contribution of the grahasthas is going to be the mainstay. So therefore, like in Nandagram, grahastha devotees, now it is their opportunity to serve Srila Prabhupada with this helping or coming together for this mission of farm communities. So as Guru Maharaj mentioned, it's a time for all of you to wholeheartedly actually come forward to participate in this farm project. With this some model at Nandagram, with much more confidence actually we can do it. Personally, with my own experience also, it is only that we are hesitating, that's all. We can get land, we have some experience of how to do farming, and still so many people farm. And they are doing successful farming. They earn a lot of money by farming. And we don't want to earn money, we just want to maintain ourselves. So it must be quite much easier. So actually, if we faithfully, if we try to follow Srila Prabhupada's instruction, definitely it is very, very doable. So therefore, my request to all of you that please come forward to participate in this project wholeheartedly. In what ways you can participate? Definitely, the first way is that you join, you take up some responsibility, some occupation, get trained, grow your necessities, means collectively, but in that way you can do, that is the definitely most preferred, if that can be done. But if for different reasons you are not yet ready for that, then helping us with this land thing will be a very great help for this project to come up now. If the land can be consolidated in the trust name, then it will give a big thrust for this project. As I told you, one reason already I told you. Secondly, the devotees who want to join in, for them also it gives a lot of security if they understand that this whole land belongs to a trust and not to an individual person. That when they will be working on the land, it is not that suddenly someone can just ask them to move out. And see, for the land, to develop the land, especially today when the lands are being depleted of their nutritional value because of using chemical fertilizers, it takes at least 2, 3, 4 years of hard work to build the quality of the land, the fertility of the land. So if the devotees have that that sense of security that we are not going to work on some individual's land, but it's a whole body, it's the whole management structure, and a trust is there, then it is much more easier. This we are experiencing there. Devotees ask us whose land it is, whose land I will be working on. So like in Nandagram, so we allocate land to the devotees, and when devotees work on their land, whatever they produce, they keep it for their family needs. And as I told you, later on, when they will become much more stable, then they can give some taxation, some tax they will give. But otherwise, the land you plow and the land is allocated to you plan the agriculture thing. There are some norms. You cannot do certain things. You cannot use chemical fertilizers, for example, or you cannot grow, say, tobacco. There are some broad guidelines, but not that nitty-gritty that you should do this crop or that crop. That is left to the individual at his discretion. He plans what he wants to eat. Of course, we guide them that you should not try to plant something which doesn't grow here, which is very difficult to grow. Such guidelines will be there from our side. But then the management does not... Yes, yes. Like that type of guidelines will be needed. But then the individual has that freedom to plan and to put their efforts, and then the crop then they can use for their family needs, and of course to give charity. As Guru Maharaj mentioned, this whole project, this needs this trust to be built up. This that Vedic culture, the basis, it's not just about growing food. Much more than that, much deeper than that is the whole sense depending on Krishna. Like Prabhupada said, living in the lap of material nature, depending on Krishna. So we have to imbibe that mood. You know, that will be the most important element to make this community successful. So, but of course, leaders have their role to play. They have to gain the trust of the people by their sacrifices, by their commitment. So it has to be both ways. This is our request to all of you to please consider. It's a very high time to pitch in, and those of you who can come in, join in. Already there are six families. How many families now? Six families there. There are now six families. So please, if you can join in soon, welcome. That's nothing like that. Very great. And if not immediately, then you please seriously consider if you can enable others to come in by donating for the land, donating your land, so that we can make a whole thing into one trust, and then other devotees, as they are coming in, we can allocate that land. And of course, those who are donating in their vanaprastha stage, if they would like to live with us, so definitely we can provide a place for them. They can make their house there and live with us. Like in Nandagram, there are some devotees, they are in the vanaprastha stage, one family. So they are elderly now. So they are living there. They gave us some amount for the for this land and for that house, and they are living. So that things, all these things are very much possible. In nutshell, we would like you to come and participate, be with us, join us in different capacities. So with this, Guru Maharaj, I would to stop
and,
here. Yes.
So that's it.
Yeah. Done, Guru Maharaj. Any questions? We have like, if there are some general questions, philosophical or general questions, then they can be asked now. Practical also. Yes. Practical, but which are pertaining to everyone or in general to everyone. They can be asked now. And if beyond that, if devotees have some, they want to discuss their personal situation, then also we can afterwards also have a personal session. But now if there are some questions which is pertaining to everyone, please be frank. Don't hesitate. Please come forward. Sorry?
Hare Krishna. not best time, after I saw the mail. So my devotee was...
couple of days back?
After I received the mail from Sri Krishna. So my devotee was talking to me on board.
Yeah.
My devotee was called, he was asking me, even though the line is on his mail, the trustee take as a lease from him and they can use that land for the purpose, and they can also pay me whatever tax, whatever you are saying. So why the ownership needs to be transferred on to the trust? So it was, that's the question he was asking. I said, okay, I'll just put the same question in front of you. So you can also
be asked. Well, I can answer that. We wouldn't be interested in lease unless it was for 50 years or 99 years, not for 10 years.
So, if you're thinking of a long-term lease, well, that would be okay until... But then that's, you might as well just give it. It's the same thing. If you're thinking of a short-term lease, it's not very helpful because we'll develop... And then after 10 years, or if you're thinking of 5 years or 10 years, and then again it goes. So I think it's pretty clear to understand that, isn't it? Short-term lease doesn't help us, and long-term lease, you might as well just give it. It comes out the same thing. So that's why. Any other questions? Deva Hari?
So I am surrendering. I have only residence in 800 square here. So I am giving to trust.
Okay, thank you. Well, there's the first one. Sorry, I'm sorry, I can't hear.
He has two lands on his residential and one is agriculture.
Two plots. Oh yeah, definitely. We want to put it all in the trust. We have to make a standard for everyone. Otherwise, just like in Mayapur, you may have seen, there are so many grihasthas, devotees, living in individual houses, not in their own property, and they're devotees, but their children are doing all kinds of things, and there's no control over it. So we want to put everything in the trust, and we give people houses, but there are rules. And the children, when they get older, if they want to do all kinds of things, then they can't stay. We have to. It's essential to preserve the proper atmosphere. Otherwise, we can't enforce anything. It's just like there are so many Sri Vaishnava temples, and all around, the Christians are buying, and Muslims are buying. The old Brahmins are all in America. They're selling their houses, and they're cooking beef and all this. It may not go that low, but the point is, it's required to keep the proper standard. Another question I've heard that may be in your mind is that, okay, things are going on now, what will happen after I pass away? Well, my answer to that is that seeing the devotees who are presently overseeing these projects, I'm very confident that they have got the right idea, they're doing the right thing, and they'll go on with it. And another thing is that, you know, Maya is very strong, and if everything collapses into Maya, well, at least the time that devotees have spent here is to their eternal benefit. Just like our Nandagram project, if Maya Devi herself descends and takes over the place tomorrow, Krishna, we pray for your mercy. Anything can happen anytime. It's the material world. It's a very dangerous place. But whatever they've done is for the eternal benefit of those who for years now have been having Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day.
which they would never get otherwise. So, yeah, I am confident that this will go on, especially because Prabhupada wanted it. And even if it doesn't, neha bhikkhu nashosti pratyavaya navidyate swapamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. It's all good. Whatever goes on is good. As I have often said, we won't see whether these projects are successful or not. Why? Because I will say it's successful if these children's grandchildren are living here and chanting Hare Krishna. We'll all be, hopefully, in Golok Vrindavan, and I'll be in hell. But that will be the success. And if you don't make it back to Golok Vrindavan next time, well, you might be in a yellow cloth here next time round. This is the real life insurance. Any other questions? Sarve sukhino bhavantu. May everyone be happy. Prabhupada often said, this is our mission. Joseph, are you going to get a mic? What's that? Anything else? You want to say something? There's no sound.
We have failed you in various ways by not ourselves involving very seriously into it, and you have to apologize for all the I really feel also to say that I have something I'm giving you, nothing is mine. The very first day when I thought this is for Prabhupada, and I feel that I should give up everything or whatever property I have for this cause, because you are the personally guiding. And I'm not able to do that, and please give us strength so that all of our family comes and surrenders onto your lotus feet.
You're planning to come here also?
Yes, Maharaj.
As soon as possible.
I'm planning. You know, again, my own, I have, as you say in various lectures, you know, we have our own Krishna conscious justifications as to why we want to keep away from Krishna. Please
give us strength so
that we can
join as quickly as possible, to surrender, no property, nothing on our own. Yeah, please come. You have one plot in your name here, is it? Or two? Residential and... Yeah. And you want to give that also. Good. Yeah. We should... whatever is to be done, signing and this and that, that has to be done some local tahsildar office or something like that. Do they call it the same thing here? That should be done as soon as possible. Tomorrow is Balarama Purnima. Yeah, tomorrow is the... One time Tamal Krishna Maharaj said to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you are the farm acharya, because Srila Prabhupada was establishing so many farms. He said, no, Krishna is the farm acharya. Krishna and Balaram. See, Krishna is looking after, he's famous for looking after the cows. He has his flute. What's that for? It's the cowherd boys, they have flutes for calling the cows. He also uses it for calling the gopis, incidentally. And Balaram has a plow. So there you go. Krishi Goraksha. Krishna and Balaram are the farm acharyas. So tomorrow is Balaram Purnima. So it's a good day to Shubhasya Shigram, to do the needful. You heard that saying? Shubhasya Shigram. It's, I think in North India, people know it more. The Guptas and the Agarwals, they all know that.
affection towards Swami. Land is always yours, so I just heard that I should officially kind of announce here. So
you'd like to put it over. Thank you. Very good. It's not mine.
But when we kind of invested here or we bought land here, we always thought that it's really through transmission. You are kind of guiding us on these footsteps, so we should always be for the service of the Shri.
Okay, Jai. Hare Krishna. And you also want to join in Gujarat, is it? Because you're more Hindi-oriented than Telugu. That makes sense? I've always been saying that from the beginning. Have the Hindi speakers in North India, Telugu speakers in the Telugu area, Tamil speakers, and like that. Tamil speakers in Tamil Nadu. That's why Priya Govinda left here, actually. It's a long history. Actually, not very long, a few years. How Narayan Srinivas was keeping this whole project afloat by himself practically for some time. Put a lot of personal money, and he was. And then Priya Govinda came in, and he has a lot of preaching from the past, so he had many people who could donate. He brought men he could bring in. He had so many contacts, so he brought in men and money. But I was always saying to him that, okay, it's good you've come here, but really you need to be in Karnataka, because he's Karnataka. And he said, anyway, after a few years, you can go. But then all of a sudden he got an opportunity, someone was willing to donate for some. There's actually someone in America, devotee in America, who's not super rich, but he had some savings, and he just gave all his savings and bought some land. He also got some good land at a very good price. So he was out. So that's why he moved on. So now we have Nandagram is there in Gujarat, and we have here in Telangana this project, now called Gauragram. And in Karumandurai in Tamil Nadu, there's one project which was actually bought in private names by devotees in Dubai, but they've all agreed to sign it over to a trust. And we don't have a Gurukul there, but we have a day school, actually, in Salem, in the temple. There's a colony of Grihastas who live close to the temple. Close means 5 minutes walk. And they send their children there. We had the Gurukul going on fully. And all the boys who came out of that, all the boys that were going on, they're all doing full-time devotional service. Shambhunath is here. He's one of them. Bayahari, he's here but not here. Yeah, he's busy somewhere. He's always doing so. He's not lazy by any means. He's here also. He's looking after the children here. And we have that new project in Karnataka. And there's a new project also in Himachal Pradesh. So they're all of the projects are farm plus Gurukul, except the one in Tamil Nadu, which for now is just a farm with the school in Salem. Day school. Pathshala, you could call it. Not exactly a Gurukul. I guess a Pathshala is more like a day school, is it? Yeah. Yeah. Anything else? Okay, you can announce. We actually need lots of money for infrastructure and purchase of land. And We may keep this project at this size and then start another one somewhere else. We have ideas instead of... We regularly have meetings among ourselves, the leaders of these projects, about how... And what we're thinking of now, instead of getting 100 acres, 200, make about 30, 40, 50 acres in one place and then start another project for various reasons. So we do need lots and lots of Lakshmi's mercy. Where's Lakshmi? Yeah, wife's not here. Then I've been the main donor so far. But my income's also going down because I'm traveling less. I don't keep any money. If I get anything, I give it to my servant. He puts it in the trust account, and then we print books, and anything left over goes to the farm projects. So, you can give land, and you can give more also. I've never been strong on extracting money from people, but now I have to start practicing in my old age. You can be confident that whatever you give will be for your eternal benefit, because we're going to use all for Krishna's service. It's not for anyone's comfort or any such thing. Yeah, okay then.
Hare Krishna. So, actually, I am also very fortunate. I consider myself very fortunate to be part of this project. So, coincidentally, I happen to be the first person to purchase the land here. First land was registered. This was the first land where we are sitting right now. It was the first piece of land we purchased. And immediately, within one week, we transferred that to the trust actually. So, that was registered online and immediately transferred to the trust. And later, I got some other land. So, actually, as Sarasachi Prabhu was telling, actually, so I was also thinking, so many times we go to college station and we are literally begging students and people to give their 1 hour, give their half an hour to us actually. But here people have come to give their full life to us actually. So much better scope of preaching here. So we can, and also Guru Maharaj's preaching and Srila Prabhupada's books, we understand that this is the best way to take this movement forward actually. At least I was fortunate to get an opportunity to wholeheartedly participate in this project so far. And if it really encourages anyone, I can just tell. So personally, even though I have nothing to gain from this project, like I don't have a big family to get and sustain here. So I've been fortunate enough to serve here. I've been very happy to serve here right from day one. And so whatever is there registered on my name, actually belonging to Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, whatever is there on my name, it officially goes under the trust. And maybe at least in my capacity, we can. At least we sincerely are trying to endeavor to do something nice here. And all the devotees also have sincerely helped us all the way actually. Some are here, sometimes we are not here, but everyone has helped us very sincerely. So we are very happy to see all of you. And officially also, if it formally I would like to announce that whatever, I have nothing personal here. Everything is, was always belonging to the trust, it will belong to the trust. Continue to do that. And today also we have some more devotees actually who are willing to go respond to our call and have responded positively and then also.
There's one thing I should say also. it's on the list of things to say, but I forgot it. we realized that for people to give, it requires a lot of trust that we're going to actually do something for Krishna. So we're asking you to have faith that this, what you give, will be used for Krishna. Even then, it's often very difficult for people because they have a feeling that, you know, this is mine and it's my future investment or whatever. So the spirit of charity is much praised in Shastra. And one reason for that is because it is difficult for people to give what they think is theirs, although it's actually all Krishna's. There is that feeling that it's mine, aham mameti, in Bhagavatam, that's stated that Pungsastriya mithuni bhavametam tayoraho hridaya grantyamahu ato griha kshetra sutata dittair janasya moho yamaham mameti. One of Srila Prabhupada's most quoted verses, that the attraction between male and female is the binding force in this material world. It becomes a strong knot which ties up the heart, and from that comes attachment to one's own home, property, children and relatives, and money. And in this way, one is illusioned in thinking of terms of I, me, and mine. So it is difficult to give up what we think is ours, even if philosophically we know that nothing is ours. And there are also questions of grihastha commitments and responsibilities. So it can be very difficult. But then we have to remember from Shastra the stories of persons who have made their life successful and become glorified even now for charity. The most famous in Vaishnava culture is of course Bali Maharaj, who even against the instruction of his guru and against all common sense, he gave to Vishnu. Against all common sense means that with great endeavor, he, as the king of the demons, had conquered the heavenly planets. And his guru said, hey, you're crazy. You're just going to give it all away, just like that. Sarvasvam Vishnave Dattva Muho Vartishyate Katam. You fool, Shukracharya told him. If you give everything to Vishnu, how are you going to live? And he was thinking, how am I going to live? Because I'm living on him. But Bali Maharaj, he had the faith that, well, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give to Krishna. And Krishna gave back more, even materially. But he didn't know that at the time. Nor did he even want anything material. He just wanted to give everything. So he's glorified for that. He got eternal fame. We may have some property and we have some sense of feeling some kind of security or whatever, which is not guaranteed. But whatever we have, we don't have it when we die. But if we give for Krishna's service, we get eternal benefit. So he's the most famous. There's also Shibi Maharaj is mentioned in Mahabharata. I think you all know this story. I don't know. People used to know. Nowadays they may or may not know. I said Bali Maharaj is the most famous in Vaishnav culture because Shibi Maharaj has also been, arrogated by the Buddhists. They say he was a Buddhist bodhisattva. One pigeon came running to him, flying to him, saying that a hawk is chasing me to eat me. You are the king, you protect me. So he said, okay. And then the hawk came and said, well, I'm also a citizen of you, and that's my food. So you have to provide my food. So you give the pigeon. And Shibi Maharaj said, no, I'll give you flesh in comparison to the same as the pigeon. But then he has to kill another being to do that. So he said, okay, I'll give from my own body. So it has to be the same weight as the pigeon. So they got a weighing scale, put the pigeon on, and he cut from his own body. And it wasn't heavy enough. So he cut some more and cut some more. And eventually, he had to put his whole body. He had to die And then it came that the hawk and the pigeon were Indra and Agni come to test him. So that's one great example of charity. Another is that of Rantideva, who had been fasting with his family for a whole year as a vrata. And then he was just finished, the time of it was finished. He'd taken a bath, done all the final rituals, he was sitting down for a meal, and then someone came and said, "Oh, I'm very hungry, can you give?" And he gave half of it. And then someone else came and gave another half. And in this way, all the food went away. There was only some water left, and he needed to drink some water or die. He was so. And then Chandal came with dogs and said, "Oh, I'm very thirsty, could you give us some water?" So he gave. So he's an example also. Examples given in Shastra that of giving. That's to encourage us. We may not have the opportunity to give as these great personalities have, but that is there to encourage us. Yeah, okay. Oh, another thing I should say. I mean, I can go and speak, but that we were just discussing last night that my experience, I'm saying I'm not very big on collection, but I do get donations. And it's quite marked, the difference between Russia and America. Because in Russia, where people don't have much money, they give a lot more money than the devotees in America. Now the Indians are there in America, and they have a tradition of giving. But and even you'll find in Russia, people, they give their whole life savings just on the spot, very happily. So... And it's also, people say, "Oh, let's go to Ambani or Birla or something," but they're not rich by giving money away. They're rich by taking other people's money. So you'll often find that people who don't have so much, and it may be actually, from the point of view of common sense, not a good idea, they'll give. They may give everything. And then their whole standard of living may go down and everything. Whereas you'll find there are other people who have plenty of money, but they think, "Oh, I don't have it." They never have enough. They're always in anxiety. They'll ask 1,000 questions. And even then they'll be reluctant to give. Whereas others will just open-heartedly give. So often we find that it's people who are not so well-to-do, but have a good open heart. They like to give, even they may have to struggle more. So that's an experience. I remember reading in Indradyumna Swami's travel accounts, he needed some for his festivals or something. So where did he go? To Russia. Why to Russia? Russia is not famous as a rich country, but very open-hearted devotees, very generous. They like to give. So there's some experiences. Irish also. I don't know about now, because Ireland is a different country to the one I knew when I was young. They've become very materialistic. They're very generous. Many times had the experience in Ireland. People, they'll open their purse and whatever money, which isn't much mostly, they'd give it. Like very charitable. Now I don't know. Not so much maybe. Still must be, to some extent. In England, we always used to hear that the Scottish people are very mean. But it's not true. When I went there, I found out it wasn't true. Anyway, go on.
So we want to disrupt your devotees who have come comfortably donate the land with us. So before anyone, and we want to just announce this list just so that we also get encouraged in doing that service. And once again, we want to reiterate that at least personally, I am fully convinced that the leadership here now, which is going on under direct supervision of Guru Maharaj and legal guidance and addition of Ratan Prabhu, is going the right way. And I am very much inspired to donate myself, and also I am very much happy to inspire others also to donate themselves. We have some nice devotees who already donated. So starting with Narayan Sivas Prabhu. So he has 1 acre land and one residential plot. So he has given it to the trust. So you want to speak something? You want to speak something though? Most of us don't have from day one. And he has done some invaluable service for the public.
Yesterday I learned from Sri Krishna Kumar that Narayan Srinivas, I won't say the word exactly, but he's very strict. Yeah, go ahead. Don't be too strict with everyone. Be strict with the boys.
When I purchased the land here, I was told that it could be a national project. So with that idea, I also got into this. Of course, there were a lot of ups and downs. Many things happened. I lost all hope in between. Then suddenly, some hope came. Because Maharaj, he learned that Maharaj is still interested in this project. Maharaj still wants this project to go on. So we got the hope and we wanted to take it up. So some of us took it up and carried on. And again, some more hope came in the form of Prabhupada Prabhu bringing some devotees to stay here. And now, when Narottam Prabhu has come in, we are very happy that 56 families have moved in, and we have about 50 Gurukul students. So the project is going in a very, very nice way. Now, this is the real Varnashrama project beginning. So this is really happening. So whatever I had purchased, it was for the Varnashrama project. It was never mine. So it was already given. So no, there is nothing, you know, nothing to say that I am giving it now. It has already been given. So that's all I would like to say.
Hey. Kim McGarland? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Next week, we have Mr. Ramban.
Yeah, he already spoke. Kim McGarland. Might as well give him a garland.
So, Mr. Ramban, he's a Rasa, he has been with us almost from the early days. Always silently supporting us all the time. So he has 1 acre agriculture land, one residential plot.
If you come here, it's better because I have a stiff neck here.
You're also tricking me, Maharaj, like Prabhupada was.
Hare Krishna.
Tricking in a sense that, you know, Prabhupada, he used to, you know, trick the newcomers with prasadam. Again, I'm reiterating the same thing which I have spoken. I feel really, it's nothing ours. You know, recently I feel yesterday this thing happened. One person, he was okay. Lot of money he has, but all of a sudden he went into so-called brain death. This thing happened to us.
Someone you know, huh?
Yes, just in front of our house. And still, you know,
had a stroke or what?
It's a stroke. And this can happen to any of us. You know, one of my colleagues, he was driving, heart attack. This can happen to us. We so-called grahasthas, supposed to actually maintain Sanyas ashram and Brahmacharya ashram, and we are not doing it. You know, Maharaj has given up his life. You know, I always contemplate. You know, in those days of Prabhupada, they have given up. They never thought. They never contemplated what will happen to me in future. That was the faith they had. Why we are not imbibing? You know, that means Maharaj. I always feel that, you know, the knowledge when it is there, we are acquiring. Without purification, it can be dangerous. This is what has happened to Ravana and happened to, you know, even Hiranyakashipu. Exactly this is happening. Unless and until we come to this place where there is no rajoguna and tamoguna. At least in sattvaguna we can practice and knowledge can be realized. And actually see Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada. Right now I am not seeing Guru Maharaj. I see him when I listen to his lectures. I see him when I read his books. Personally I have never seen Maharaj. I am not seeing him. Actually Maharaj, please give us this divine eyes where we can see, where we also imbibe and realize the knowledge what we have actually heard. So what I consider myself, I know, again this problem is there. This is my personal experience. Always we try to have, you know, even now I'm speaking from heart. It is our attitude that even while speaking, when we are lecturing, we want everybody to appreciate. And this position of leadership is very, very dangerous in that sense. I'm not speaking from that part just to get your appreciation for me, but I thought if I can inspire you also, some of those who have not spoken up, could also, if inspired, please do the needful. Grihasthas have to support this, otherwise who is going to do it? And this is the right, this is the chance. Again Maharaj is speaking again and again. This is the second wave of mercy that we are getting. If we cannot participate in this, then we are missing our train to Goloka. Please do something. We don't belong to that kind of class of devotees. There, just by words, Prabhupada's words, they have surrendered. We are not surrendering. That is, I drive 40 kilometers every day, 80 kilometers, always in the jungle. I want to speak. I don't know why am I running, and I want to give up, but you know there are some constraints. But again, I don't know what I'm trying to say here is, unless and until we come and practice in devotional or whatever sadhana we do in sattvaguna, we are not going to go to anywhere actually. The dangerous situation what we are in is that we are assuming ourselves, thinking ourselves to be practicing devotees, but we are not practicing. Actually, we are zombies in cities. But if you want to really progress, please do something. Please come forward. You know, we are not. What we are giving is nothing. Now this is what I am saying. I want to donate everything, but you know, I am not able to do that right now, Maharaj. Please give us that kind of conviction so that one day we give up everything and surrender to you.
Hare Krishna.
Actually, it is they're running late. Actually, it's the time of the lunch.
Sorry, no, it's all right. Go on.
So now it's request of many of the devotees to come together in the interest of time. So we have Gopal Gopinath Prabhu, who was donated as agriculture land plus a residential land, Monica plus residential land. And we have Siddharth Shah Prabhu from US. He has donated his 4 acres. He is not here with us today, but he has made his donation. And Krishnacharya Prabhu, Brahmachari. Okay. He was not a Brahmachari when he purchased the land. He's the only landowner to become Brahmachari.
We can make more. Where's Krishna Shri? Hare Krishna.
So I just read the names of people who have donated even before coming to this session actually. So if anybody has become inspired and wants to donate, please come forward.